This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night was the NBA Awards show, and if you did happen to watch it, you probably noticed a monologue. I don't like when monologues are done by non-comedians because that's who should be doing monologues. Last time I checked, Shaquille O'Neal, is this an exclusive, is not a comedian.
I suppose it's like up for debate, right? Because Shaquille O'Neal has done enough acting over his time, not necessarily good acting, but he has been acting in films for over 20 years. He first appeared in a movie in the 90s, and since then he's appeared in, you know, Adam Sandler's Grown Ups, both versions of that.
Icy Hot commercials.
Bingo.
Very, very impressive.
The General. I love his work with The General. I think that's very funny stuff. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, Chop, solo monologues are not typically a strong suit of non-comedians because it relies so much on timing. Now, I'll give him a little bit of a pass based on the reaction from the crowd. NBA players are either A, averse to laughing in general, or B, are so unimpressed by award shows that they weren't even willing to play the game because there had to be some type of signage telling the audience to applaud, and they just weren't really having it. So I'll let you decide whether or not, A, Shaq's jokes just aren't funny, or B, the audience is somewhat responsible for these things falling as flat as they do. Here is Shaq's, one of his opening jokes about his own personal life.
How do I look? I know I look good. Thank you, thank you. I've slimmed down. Lost a lot of weight, almost 145 pounds. You want to know how I did it, Charles Barkley? I got divorced. Sharif, don't tell your mama I said that. But I give my ex-wife credit. She's a great housekeeper. She got to keep the house in Orlando, the house in Miami, and the house in LA. I don't know why she wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Ooh. All right.
All right. Not bad.
Okay. So he delivered.
That's not terrible.
He delivered those okay. The timing wasn't awful.
Yeah. I like the house jokes. Now, I don't know what that last thing. I don't know what that was. The beginning. How did I lose 145 pounds? I got divorced. Is that because his wife weighs 145 pounds? Ah, okay.
Oh, hey,
it's not bad.
Okay. I've heard worse.
You got to remember the room he's talking to.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it. Like, again, I want to give him a little bit of a pass, but when I was watching, based on the reaction that he was getting, I was sitting on my couch and cringing along with it, wondering when is this going to stop? It did not, though. As it continued for another 5 minutes, Here is his small shot at one Kobe Bean Bryant.
But tonight we are honoring some vintage players, two NBA greats. And you know you're great when they call you by one name, Bird.
Whoa.
Magic.
Dad's like, oh, I guess he's okay.
Shaq. Sorry, Kobe, no disrespect, but your name is two words, Co and B. You don't qualify for this list.
Okay.
That one's a little rough.
Okay.
All right. So we're one for two, maybe two for three, if you give him credit for both jokes in the first opener.
Right. Well, my thing is, when you think of one name great, Michael. Shaq.
Yep.
Kobe. I don't know if people are actually saying Bird. I mean, he's a great. But when you're thinking one name greats, are people, especially this audience who I'm assuming everyone in there was born in 2000, are they instantly thinking like Bird?
Well, they would probably think Magic.
Yeah, no. That's Kareem. What I'm saying. I think you should lead with someone like that. I'm not trying to discount what Larry Bird did. He's just not the icon I think of with one names.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm going to say I'm right.
All right. I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong at all.
So we're in between here. We're not sure if Shaq's funny, if he's not funny, if the crowd's into it, if maybe they're responsible. Let's take another shot at one of Shaq's favorite targets, a man who he still claims share or stole his nickname.
Now, speaking of injuries, Dwight Howard was supposed to be here, but he pulled another ass muscle, FaceTiming himself.
Whoa!
Seriously, what? I like Dwight. He's all right with me. We actually share a few things, like the Superman moniker. I call myself the Man of Steel, and he calls himself the Man of Steel Hurt.
It's not bad.
I like that one.
It's not bad.
I do like that
one. You guys are into that.
Yeah, I think I'm now starting to blame the audience.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, listen to that. That was like, okay, those are legit digs, and they were pretty good. Dwight Howard somewhere is very uncomfortable listening to that.
Okay, it's not bad at all.
All right, then maybe, again, I don't know why I'm sitting on the couch feeling awkward listening to this. The jokes aren't terribly written, and they're not horribly delivered, but the audience is leaving him flat.
I'll tell you why. Because you thought the James Franco roast was funny. The rest of America thought it was terrible. Your humor is just bad.
Oh. You don't like understated comedy of any kind.
You don't think this is a Shaq problem or an audience problem. You think this is a dub problem.
This could be wrong.
You know what? Let me bring it back to sports.
Okay.
Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles were facing each other at WrestleMania.
And
when they faced each other, it was an iconic match. Uh-huh. It was really good. But it fell flat because no one was into it. It was like the seventh hour of WrestleMania, and I was sitting there, and everyone's like, oh, my God, I can't get into this. I kind of feel like that's happening here. The jokes, they're not bad.
No.
But the crowd's just like, man, I'm ready to go. And by the way, where did this take place? What city was this in? Was this in California?
I really don't know the answer to that either.
I'm only assuming.
There's some people smoking weed.
That maybe was in California.
Oh, come on, Newey, where you at, man?
Everyone's all blitzed out of their brains, but I'm gonna defend Shaq here a little bit. Now, do we have one more?
It was in California, Santa Monica. We got one more. We actually have two more. We'll see if we get to them both. Golden State Warriors getting in on the action, or in this case, as Shaq refers to them, the Solo Warrior.
They had an awesome run this year to the NBA Finals, where they beat the Golden State Warrior. That's right. They only beat one single Warrior. The rest of the team was hurt. Hey, it's true. Golden State did lose, but don't feel sorry for them. Right, Jordan Bell?
Now, I don't know why he threw Jordan Bell there.
Jordan Bell?
No reaction from the crowd at all on that one. And he closed it off with a little joke about, of course, his former team picking up another big man in Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis is going to the Lakers. Yeah, they had to give up a lot. Literally, they had to cut their balls off to make this trade.
Oh, whoa. Oh! Whoa.
Now, that's funny. Right.
That one was
pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't think about it for a second. Like, their ball. Oh, Alonzo Ball!
And LeVar!
So I think the reaction I'm getting from you guys is that Shaq actually pulled it off pretty well.
The Warrior one was terrible. That was bad.
Yeah, Warrior was bad.
The Balls one was pretty funny.
And the Kobe one was bad.
The Kobe was bad, but the Dwight Howard one was fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I'm blaming the crowd. His delivery's a little, let it breathe. Let it breathe a little bit. But that's the crowd's fault. I'm blaming the multimillionaire sitting there waiting to get out to go to the club.
And I'll also give him maybe a little bit of a pass because there was clearly something going on with the teleprompter when Tiffany Haddish came out to present the Rookie of the Year award right after. She was fumbling all over her words, too, and wasn't delivering the punchline with the same kind of tenacity that I would expect from a comedic professional.
Well, she was probably drunk.
Yeah. It may have been that, too. She had to apologize for that thing one time. She was looking fine. She asked Cam Reddish how many baby mamas he had on stage. And then she turns and goes, you can cut that out. You can cut that out. Yeah. As if this is being replayed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. 3 for 5, though, for Shaq, I think, is what we have him tally.
Okay.
That. 60%. That's a good hit.
Way better than his free throw percentage.
Yeah,
no question about it.
Good. Yeah, Pat getting a shot, too. I enjoyed that. And he even got a joke in on his own free throw percentage.
All right, what's the next bit of cringeworthy audio we have?
Well, so let's shift just a little bit before we get to the cringeworthy audio, because I'd like to still keep us in a positive place.
Okay, I was about to say, because I know what this cringeworthy audio is, and it's...
Yeah.
It's cringy.
It's really cringy. But this piece in particular is just something I wanted to make you aware of. Tonight on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, Nelly, the original OG Nelly, is going to be featured prominently. they're doing a feature on him at his farm in Hawaii. And he had a very interesting preview to give us. First, listen to this story about him hanging out with his buddies in his poker room.
What do we call this? The poker room? The man cave? What?
Call it whatever you want to call it.
My goodness.
Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
Well, this guy up here, he died in my poker room.
He didn't really die here.
He did. He died right there, right in front of us. And the guy said, what should we do, Nelly? I said, he would want you guys to play.
So you played around a dead guy?
We did.
Retirement is good.
Yeah, retirement is good.
You got the farm.
I have a farm up there, yeah.
How big a farm?
22 acres. We grow koa trees, flowers. We grow pot.
You smoke every day?
Oh, yeah.
Do your plants require a lot of attention up there on the farm?
Yeah. You got to treat it like a baby.
Really?
You got to water them. You got to have music for them. You got to bless them when you go in. It's a whole process, I'm telling you.
Hang on a second.
If they don't have audio of Nelly baby talking his plants tonight, I'm going to be really upset.
Hang on a second. Don Nelson told Bryant Gumbel that we played poker around a dead guy, and his follow-up was, you're enjoying retirement. That's it? It wasn't, hang on a second.
I think those are
what did you do with his chips? What I wanted to know. What happened to his chips? Did they get dispersed around the table? did you ever think to stop, call maybe his wife or his kids and say, hey, your dad died at our poker table? Like, that's it? It's just... You played around a dead guy? Yeah, played around him.
Okay.
You enjoying retirement?
Okay, let me explain something to you.
Preview.
When you're interviewing Don Nelson, something happens to you. It's called secondhand. And when you have secondhand, you tend to forget your train of thought of where you're going with your questions. Now, Pat Doney, you've been around a lot of people who smoke marijuana while you're doing your interviews. Is that not true?
I mean, I was going to say, you know more than I do about
it.
Go ahead.
All right, then. But you could probably get off the beaten path a little bit when you're around Don Nelson. This looks fascinating. Fascinating to me because, I mean, you guys remember what Don Nelson, like, I remember him as the big guy wearing the suits that he bought at Foley's that's there with the Mavs. And now he's looking like this pimped out pimp wearing black on black with the gold chain growing weed. This is a fascinating
one. Just an old school kingpin, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna tune into this. 100% gonna tune into this.
Be going.
I just don't understand how. Like I played a poker game over the weekend. I don't understand how you can play a poker game around a guy who just died. I don't understand that.
Well, it's what he would have wanted, Chuck.
Hold on.
He's enjoying retirement.
You got to take his wishes into account. You
okay,
know?
So no question. You're telling me you have pocket rockets, you have aces, and you're looking there on the flop, and there's an ace on the flop. So you've got three of a kind.
Yeah.
And a guy dies next to you. You being the degenerate is just going to stop down the game.
You can pause the game, put your hand down.
No, you don't pause the game. No, you finish it out. The flop's out there. Hit me with the turn in the river.
You told him finishing the hand? He's finishing the game.
Yeah, I would have at least thought they would have, like, rolled him away from the table.
Roy?
Like, are they still dealing him in? Like, big blind coming up here, Andy. Go ahead and throw that in.
Mm-hmm. Hey, are you in retirement, though? I just want to make sure that we're on the same page and that things
retirement.
Are okay.
Forget the potential
Other
murder
that
took place.
Retirement's good, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It was really good. So that will be tonight, HBO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.